Today's share in the Deir Shnum Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuflamid Vav Omud Aleph. We are in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, Simin Reish Yud Tes. And we left off in the middle of Siv Gimel. The Mechaber has taught us yesterday that a person should ideally make the bracha Birchas HaGomel in front of 10 people, two of which are Tamidei Chachamim, Rabbanan. But if there aren't Tamidei Chachamim around, don't wait to make the bracha. And we continue on the top line with the Ramah. The Noag Ulevarech Achad Kriyas HaTorah. The minhag is that people bench Gomel after the laning on Monday or Thursday or on Shabbos. Lefi Shiei Shom Asor, because there always are going to be 10 people by definition if you have laning. So we do the Birchas HaGomel in that setting because you'll always have 10. What is the halacha in Beirach Pachos Mi'asara? If there weren't 10 people and you made Birchas HaGomel, so Yeshom Rimiyotza. There is the first opinion that's brought down the name of the tour from the Gemara that you are in fact Yotze. And then there is the second opinion of Yeshomim Shalo Yotza. This is brought down in the tour from the second Lashon in the Gemara. It says you would not fulfill your obligation if there weren't 10 people present. How do we paskin? So the Mechaber tells us better to be concerned with this second shita. V'tov lach zul levarach b'fnei asara b'lo askar shem u'machos. If you made the bracha with not being in front of 10 people, so then next time you're in front of 10 people, so make the bracha but without saying shem u'machos. This way it won't be a bracha levatala, but you'll have fulfilled the idea of saying the shevach hanodah in front of 10 people if that was essential. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Ches explains the kol ikar asara eino ela mitzvah. According to the first opinion, it's not essential that you have 10. It's preferable, but it's not essential. It's a mitzvah to do it in front of 10. Ulefize, according to this opinion, im yodeya shelo yizdamnu lo asara. The guy lives in a small town. There aren't 10 people around. They never have a minion. So then yivarach below asara afilu lechatchila. Then lechatchila, there is no problem in making the bracha of Birchas HaGomel not in front of 10 people. Again, it's not a minion that you need over here. You don't need a davar shebikdusha to have 10 people. It's preferred to do it in front of 10 people. He says, "V'ayin behilchos ha-ra'ah shekosav." The Ra'ah writes, "The yamtin in this situation where you think you may get a minion, but right now you don't have it. Better to wait. Yamtin at shloshim yom. Wait 30 days. Pen yizdam lo asor. Maybe you'll get a minion, and then you'll be able to say it in the preferable way. Shu cholakayim ha-mitzvah kihilchosah in the more optimal way, and therefore wait 30 days. But if by 30 days you see you're not going to get a minion, the Yosel lo yamtin. Better to make the bracha then without a minion. If you see it's already getting on 30 days and you don't have a minion, so go make the bracha without a minion to make sure that you don't forget to say the bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tes explains when you do then get a minion, you should say it again below Haskor Hashem U'Malchus Mishom the Sofik Brachos Lachal, because maybe you will Yotze, like the first opinion says that you Yotze even without having 10 people, and therefore if you now make a bracha again, it would be a potential bracha of Atal according to the first opinion, but second opinion says you still have to make it, so make it without Shem U'Malchus and then you Yotze a bit the Evet no matter what. Mimonoshach. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul V'yesh Omim Shalo Yotza brings down Ayin in the Tur the Hevi Raya Midikom Rabbi Beloshim Tzorich. Abaye used the Loshim of Tzorich. A person should say it in front of 10 people. Mashma Du Rak L'Mitzvah B'Alma, that it's preferable but not obligatory. And the Bahag brings down that it's a Chiyuv. So depends how you understand this. That's the Machlokas between the first and second opinions. Chavetz Chaim says, "V'da, the midivri ha-machzis ha-shekel, from the words of the machzis ha-shekel that are found bereish ha-simon at the beginning of this simon, it implies mashma the ledei achron, according to the second opinion that says that you're not yotze without a minion im mivarach b'lo asar havi baruch b'atala, that he goes so far as to say that the second opinion holds that if you do say it without a minion, then it's actually a bracha of atala because the bracha was only set up to lo niskina klal b'lo asar. It was only set up for 10 people, and if you don't have 10 people, it's not considered a proper bracha, and it's a bracha of atala therefore. And according to this, in Kein Ledvarav, Kivan Shemachaber lo echriya b'pluktuzu, since the Mechaber doesn't state what is the halacha, im kei memeila, ein rasha levarach b'lo asar. So then, you should certainly not say this bracha unless there are 10 people present. That is what the Machzis HaShekel holds. However, Chavetz Chaim brings down, Das Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Chidushav is different. Da'afilu de Achron, he says, according to the second opinion, it's not also Levarach B'lo Asara, De'ach Sheva Chodah, there's nothing wrong with that. How could this be worse? The Elogar, the Adam, the Alma, Shemavarach HaChaveru, Bracha Zu, Afagav de Lunas Chayim Klal. As we're going to learn in Siv Dalet, you can make this bracha when your friend is saved. You could theoretically make the bracha. He's so happy that your friend, or your father, your Rebbe, certainly was saved, that you can make the bracha of Agomu for them. So there certainly is no chiyuv in that situation. The kol shekein iu gufa.
Therefore, he himself, the second opinion would say that then you should make the bracha again. Therefore, don't do it in front of less than 10 people, even if you're saying it derech sheva hador, because then when you do get 10 people, you're going to run into this problem. You can't say bechova with shem umalchus again, because maybe you already were yotzi the first time. Therefore, the bottom line is, a person should always try to say this bracha after the laning, as we just brought down, because then you'll definitely have 10 people. And if you think you're going to have a minion within the next 30 days, preferable to wait till you get a minion to go and say this bracha in front of 10 men. Again, as we pointed out yesterday, lav davka, this have to be by the laning. We pointed out that it would be preferable to make in the base medrash with tamid chachamim rather than in a shul where lav davka, by when you have 10 men there, would you have two tamid chachamim. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, im beirach acher, if another person makes the bracha, and he says, the other person says the nusach as follows, Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, again he says the bracha v'shem u'malchus, and he says, asher gimolcha kol tov, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for you all good. And now the person who the miracle happened to, the got out of this dangerous situation, he answers v'ono amen to this other person's bracha. The Mechaber tells us yotza. In fact, the person who is obligated to make the birchas hagoma, the one that the miracle happened to, the one that got out of the bed situation, Chayiv Lahodos, is in fact Yotze. And likewise, the Mechaber tells us, V'chayim Omar, even if the person said in Aramaic, B'rich Rachmana Malko Diyamo Diyavach Lon, if he says this Nusach in Aramaic, which we said according to this opinion, you'd be Yotze as if you said Shemu Malchus, and you said this Bruch in this fashion, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved you, V'on Amen, and the person who was saved answered Amen, also the Mechaber says Yotze in this situation. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud, from the fact that the Mechaber doesn't specify mashma dafilu acher she'eno krovo, that this person, even if he's not your relative, he's not lav dafka, somebody who automatically, intrinsically, absolutely loves you, if he truly feels so happy for your being saved, and he makes this bracha, as long as he truly is happy, the Mechaber seems to imply, the Mishnah Berurah says, that that would be acceptable for any person who truly likes you to make that bracha. Mishnah Berurah says, however, in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, V'ein Zeh V'chulei, for a much more detailed discussion. So if you look in the Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, V'ein Zeh Bracha L'Vatala, the Chavetz Chaim writes, V'chein Hiskim Magin Avram, the Magin Avram says over here that it's not a Bracha L'Vatala for this other person to go and make the Bracha for you. And as we already pointed out, the Mechaber doesn't specify otherwise, so it appears that the Mechaber agrees to this. However, this is not like the Beis Yosef. The Mechaber himself in the Beis Yosef writes, that one should glower at somebody who makes Birchas HaGomel on somebody else's being saved. However, in fact, this Beis Yosef is right. Not like the Mechaber saw some over here, and not like well, we just said that you're allowed to go and make the bracha for somebody else, even if you're not the very close relative. But the Beis Yosef holds, and the Eliyahu Rabba seems to say the same thing, that only a Talmud for his Rebbe or a child for the father would be allowed to say this bracha for their father or their Rebbe, respectively. And he says, and the Olas Talmud says, in fact, this is the majority opinion. And the Chavetz Chaim himself writes, he says, this seems to me to be correct. The Be'emes Diri Agor, because in fact the Ramah over here, which brings down the Torah in the name of the Rosh, himself asked, the Hechel Matzino Bracha She'enu Mechuyiv Klal, Davilu Hochi Rishay Levarach, where do we find the place where you're not obligated to make a bracha, and yet you're allowed to make a bracha? You're going to tell me Shechiyanu, which is a Rishus? He says, Gam Kein Ein HaKavon Rishus Gomer. When a person makes a Shechiyanu, it's not that it's a Rishus Gomer. I'm going to make this Bracha Shechiyanu. It's just you're not obligated to make the Bracha Shechiyanu, but certainly it's a mitzvah to make the Bracha Shechiyanu. That's different than over here. The person who sees somebody else being saved from one of the four matzovs that he went through in the desert or the yam or whatever the situation was that he's required to make a Birchas HaGomel, you're never obligated to make a Birchas HaGomel for that person. That's point number one. Point number two, the Chavetz Chaim says, we just had in the last siman in Reishud Ches that when you see a nes happening to somebody else, you're only allowed to make a bracha she'asa nisim lavoseinu b'makom hazeh if it happened to the majority of Klal Yisrael. So why over there didn't they say, okay, you're only mechuyev to make it for the majority of Klal Yisrael, but if you see something that happened to a minority of Klal Yisrael, you also should be allowed to go make the bracha. And therefore, Chafetz Chaim then continues with a long arichus over here, explaining the back and forth, and he concludes at the end of this long dibur amaskel. He says, "Va'aftalo motzino b'shar brachos shiyarishu chacham lebarach b'makom sheino chayev." Even though in general we don't find any other bracha like this, where a person is not at all obligated or not even have a mitzvah to go make the bracha, and he's allowed to do it. This is the exception to the rule. He says, maybe why here it's an exception. Because everybody agrees that if a nes happened to your father, your Rebbe, you'd be certainly obligated to make the bracha in that situation. And therefore, the rabbis also permitted you in this situation to go and make it for somebody else. Since we do have a basis over here that you're obligated to make it for your father or your Rebbe, so you would be allowed to do it as well for somebody that you care about. So that is the bottom line conclusion of Bir Halacha, but many people do not make this bracha l'chachila for anybody else. Indeed, some of the posts can bring down that you shouldn't make it for somebody else unless you're truly, absolutely happy. And if that's not the case, so then you're only doing it out of, you don't want to hurt their feelings, you're not allowed to say it with Shem U'malchus. But that's going to cause people to be hurt because, oh, for him you made it with Shem U'malchus, for me you don't. So therefore, many posts can bring down that you don't make this bracha with Shem U'malchus for anybody else. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Yud Aleph. And he says, V'on Amen. As long as the person answered Amen, he's Yotzi with the other persons saying the bracha of Hagomel, Asher Gimolcha, Kol Tov, that Hashem did for you all these good things. So as long as you answered Amen, you're Yotzi. Mishnah Berurah explains, V lo on Amen lo Yotza. In this situation, as opposed to in general, where if you don't answer Amen, you are in fact still able to be Yotze. Here, if you don't answer Amen, you are not Yotze. The Chavetz Chaim brings down in the Shaar HaTzion Osches that this is the opinion over here of the Torah in the name of the Rosh. It's also from the Bahag and also the Shita Mekubetzes, as opposed to the Ra'ah, Shekos of Lav Davkahu, Ubishmiya Belchut Sagi. The Ra'ah seems to say that this over here would be like any other bracha, even if you're being Yotze with somebody else, as long as you heard the entire bracha from beginning to end and had in mind to be Yotze, you in fact would be Yotze, even though you didn't answer Amen. So this is not an exception to that rule according to the Ra'ah, but according to all the other posts I just mentioned, this is the exception to the rule. Umayrin, of course, we're talking, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shoshama Brach Mitchilav Yat Sofa, that you heard the entire bracha from beginning to end, and also the Kivei Nami Lotzes Bo Yidei Chovas Bircha Sagomo Shenischayet, and of course you had intention to be Yotze. Now, in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Tes, Chavetz Chaim points out, but the person who made the bracha, as another exception to the rule, doesn't have in mind to be Yotze you, because he wasn't making the bracha to be Motze you, he was making the bracha, just as Shevach V'ador to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did you a favor. He had no intention to be Motze you, and that's one of the reasons why, unless you answered Amen, you are not in fact Yotze. And this can be seen further in the Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim Dibur HaMasl V'on Amen. He says, V'afogav v'b'chol mokom kaivlon d'shomea ka'one. Normally we say that just by listening, it's as if you said it. V'afilu below on Amen, you would be Yotze, as we've already pointed out in Simon Reshut Gimel. Here it's different. Shani Hocha. Damevarech gan kein lo nischaya b'bracha. Because the person who said the bracha, Asher Gimel Cha Kol Tov, that Hashem made for you all these good things, so he wasn't obligated in the bracha. He was just happy and he praised Hashem for saving his friend. So therefore, Mishum Hochi, Kol Shelo Ono Amen, unless you answered Amen with the intention to be Yotze, Lo Yotze, you would not in fact be Yotze because he wasn't intending to be Motzi you. He was just praising Hashem. So unless you answer Amen, how could you possibly be Yotze with him? And this brought down the name of the Torah from the Rosh. The Chavetz Chaim brings down a second opinion from the Shita Mekubetzes, Kosov Svara Acheres. Since the person who's making the bracha has no intention to be motziim, therefore you have to answer within toch kedei dibur to signify and show that you wish to be yotze. Otherwise, there is no mechanism in place over here that you are in fact being yotze. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Beis writes, Yotze, you would in fact be Yotze as long as you answered Amen. And you could even do this l'chatchila. If your friend tells you, I'm about to make this bracha, Asher Gimolcha Kol Tov, I'm so happy that you were saved. And you say, okay, then you saved me the problem of making the bracha, I'm going to answer Amen and be Yotze. That's perfectly good. But this is only true if there are 10 people present. But if there aren't 10 people present, then Bevadai, the Chofetz Chaim tells us over here that it will be preferable, don't have in mind to be Yotze. When you hear his bracha, you can answer Amen, but don't have in mind to be Yotze. However, it will be the Evet Shekivin, if you did have in mind to be Yotze, should you then now, when you have 10 people, make a new bracha? This is exactly the machokas that we just had a moment ago in Siv Gimel. Taya Bepluk, so the Siv Gimel, between the Yesh Omer Purim that said you're Yotze, and the Yesh Homan says you're not Yotze if there aren't 10 people. And therefore, in this situation as well, like we pointed out over there, the Mechaber would say, V'yivarach below Shem U'malchus. So when you do have 10 people, make the bracha again without Shem U'malchus. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Gimel. The Girsa in Aramaic was the Yahavoch Lon. So he says, B'shas HaGirsa, the Yahavoch Lon, V'lo Yahavoch Liafra, that you were saved over here and not given over to be dust, to the dirt. Tishuvot number 17 brings down that the Shulchan Aruch had the Girsa Brich Rachmona Malko D'Alma, and the Bir Haloch in Sinukuv Samach Zayin, it said that the opinion of the Tur of the Taz is to say Elokona as well. However, many posts say, as long as you said Rachmona, it's one shame, that's enough. You don't have to say the shame of Rachmona and Elokana. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagor, the Ein Zeh Brachal of Atola min HaMavorech. The person who's making this bracha over here, it's not a problem of him saying a bracha that is a bracha of Atola, because he wasn't obligated to do so. Even though he's absolutely no obligation, and in fact there's not even a mitzvah for him to have made this bracha. However, Hoel, the Eino Mevarech Rak Derushav of Yodah, but since he's just praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, not to fulfill any mitzvah, Al Tovas Chaveiro Shesamach Ba, he's allowed to do this because he's so happy over the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to his friend. It's not called the Bracha of Atala. It is considered an acceptable Bracha of Shevach and Hodah. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nudalid, Hainu, Afilu lo hir shomat sar anoshim. And this is true, that the person can make this bracha as a bracha of Shevach Hodah, even if there's not a minion present. There's four people present. He hears about his friend just got out of jail, and he says, ah, I'm so happy. Bracha to Hashem, makinu mechlam, asher gemolcha kol tov. So he is allowed to do that. It's not a bracha of Atola. What about according to the opinion that says you're not Yotze unless there are 10 people present? So in that situation, the person who's listening, who was the actual chola who got out of the hospital, or the person who crossed the yam or whatever, so he can't be Yotze according to that Yeshomim that says you need to have a minion. Even according to that opinion, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not considered a bracha of Atala for the person who makes the bracha. Shehu Rashai Lomar, bracha zu l'kol yama, afilu v'pachas me'asara. Because as the Vilna Gaon brings down, he's allowed to say this. For him, it's a bracha of shevach v'hodah to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not an obligation which requires a minyan to be said, but it's just simply a praise of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you're allowed to praise a Kodesh Baruch Hu even if there are less than 10 people present. So it's paradoxical that the person who is obligated cannot be yotze unless there is a minyan present, according to the Yesh Omer, the second opinion. But the person who wishes to just give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his friend was said, can make this bracha and not have a bracha of Atala if there are less than 10 people. We brought down the Bir Halacha before, that according to this opinion, there is one way of looking at it, that if the person who's obligated makes this bracha when there's less than 10 people, for him it is a bracha of Atala. But for the person who's saying it, who's not obligated, it's not a bracha of Atala. A very interesting scenario. Sivkot and Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though he's not obligated, the loniskar chiyav bracha zu b'shas b'yarba shetrichav lahodos kim b'henatzman, because we don't find anywhere that anybody else has an obligation to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu when these four people are saved from the situation that they were in, except those four people themselves. But nobody else has the obligation. V'lo shiyavarech acher aleim, and that there is no obligation that anybody else should go make this bracha for them. The issue for number 19 does bring down that im hasheni b'varech b'shul atzmo, if the second person is making the bracha for himself, yachal otzi gam acherim, then he can go and be motzi other people. Now, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Sha'av Sheroy Yasukain. You should preferably even do this. If three people get off the plane, they each shouldn't make a separate bracha of Birchas Hagomel, but preferably one person should go make this bracha because of Berov Am Hadras Melech. And in this situation, you should make the bracha with the lashon of Rabbim, and that is the opinion of Shlomo Zalman. Others disagree. This is a very complicated and very interesting sugya, because some say that you can't be motzi another person in the Birchas Hagomel, because each person has to express this thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. Others explain that if it's a different reason, how could I make the thanks Hashem for crossing the desert, and this person is making the thanks to Hashem for getting out of jail? So therefore, there are those that say you can't apply this principle of Rov Am Hadras Melech over here. This is a much too difficult sugya for us to discuss in the few seconds that we have remaining, so we'll leave this for another time. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tezayin says, Rak Derach Shevach, Rotze Lomar Shelo B'Tzoras Chiyah. The person who's saying this bracha is not obligated to do so, he's saying it voluntarily. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Zayin, V'Kol Shekein Alishto. If a person is allowed to say it on his friend, he certainly can say it about his wife. She Kagufo, it's like his own body, the Rashi Levarach, and he certainly should be obligated to do so in this situation. And therefore the minhag came about that many people, when their wives give birth, and when they get better, Baruch Hashem, after the pregnancy, after they give birth, the husband will say Birchas Hagomel when the wife is present. And she answers Amen to his bracha, and she fulfills her obligation in that way. The nusach habracha in that situation, Omar, Hagomel l'chayivim tovo, shegomol loch kol tov. Husband should say it in that form. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this wonderful thing for his wife. It's Hashem. We'll pick the rest of this Mishnah Berurah up tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.